It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe reporting about radio news, about radio waves for Wave Farm Radio. Politico and other media outlets announced this week that it was news that Edward Snowden wanted to return home to America and that he was willing to face a trial for leaking government documents if it could be a fair trial. This was not actually news at all, as Snowden has maintained that position since becoming a public figure after the leaks were first revealed. Glenn Greenwald at The Intercept outlines exactly how wrong those news stories were. He reports in January 2014, the AP reported that Snowden's in a public chat, quote, "returning to the U.S., I think, is the best resolution for the government, the public, and myself," unquote. In a May 2014 interview with NBC News, Snowden said, quote, "I don't think there's ever been any question that I'd like to go home," unquote. So journalists don't know how to use Google or LexisNexis? Hardly. This reporting of news that is not news clearly shows a prevailing narrative that the mainstream media wants to report. Marcy Wheeler at Slate is one of the few reporters this week comparing the leaks of public information to the public by Snowden and Chelsea Manning, to the leak by former CIA Director David Petraeus, and the clearly unsafe actions taken by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Anyone can argue Snowden was right or wrong for leaking government secrets about how the government secretly spies on its own citizens, but clearly both leaked the documents because they thought it was their public responsibility. So far, neither has gained much by leaking the documents. Manning is in jail, and Snowden is stuck in Russia, a purgatory of sorts. Petraeus leaked to his mistress and biographer the identities of covert officers, code-protected programs, conversations he had with the president, and other national security secrets. At one time, he was considered a possible presidential candidate, and a glowing biography was surely in his personal interest. He stored the material in an unlocked desk drawer in his study. Is he going to jail like Manning? The New York Times reports that March 3rd, quote, "Petraeus has agreed to plead guilty to one count of unauthorized removal and retention of classified material, a misdemeanor. He is eligible for up to 1 year in prison, but prosecutors will recommend a sentence of probation for 2 years and a $40,000 fine," unquote. Hillary Clinton seems to have left secrets in a virtual unlocked drawer. The Associated Press reported that Clinton, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, had set up her own private email server at the family's home in Chappaqua, New York, a server that is probably not as secure as one the State Department would have set up for her. Clinton probably won't spend any time in jail either, and instead might be the next president. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.